Welcome to the Son of a Preacher podcast. Please sit back and listen to the thoughts and musings from sermons that were first brought to the pulpit 4, 5, even 6 decades ago. I am G.W., and I am the Son of a Preacher. I am so happy to be talking to you all again today. This message was given on January 11th, 1976. The scripture is from the Old Testament, from Genesis, the 50th chapter, the 20th verse. And it says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many should be kept alive, as they are today." The topic was bad luck. You know, it's been an interesting couple weeks here for this podcast. I mean, last week I talked about no-nos, and this week I'm talking about bad luck. And, you know, sometimes bad luck can turn out to be good for the Lord, good for us. You know, there's really nothing so bad that something good cannot come from it. You know, perhaps a lesson maybe of what not to do, if nothing else. So, you know, you can have a problem in your life. We all have problems in your life, in our lives, everybody's lives. Sometimes you have health problems. And you know, that can cause you to lead a life that's better. You might eat healthier. You might exercise more. You might make it so that mentally you think, I'm going to do better. You know, these are things that without that health problem might not have occurred. And sometimes a person can have trouble in a job. You can have a problem with your boss that you just can't seem to figure out. You can even get fired. And you can be moved to another part of the country against every good sense that you have in your body. But frequently, that type of activity will let a person reassess whether or not it's been good for them or not. And I've found, you know, from personal experience and from other people talking to me, that if you wait 6 months after what you think was just a catastrophic event and you look back at that event, well, it may not seem quite so bad when you look back at it. You know, in the United States today, there are over 600 mass shootings in the U.S. today. And that's true for each of the last 3 years. Definition of mass shootings is that there have to be at least 4 injuries in every shooting. You know, that's a lot. That's nearly 2 a day of significant mass shootings. And that's just, to me, unbelievable that we would have that amount of activity and we let it occur, continue to let it occur in the United States. Well, you know, you have inflation that is going crazy all over the world. Now, seems to be getting a little bit more under control here in the United States today. But over the world, it really is going pretty bad for inflation. But, you know, economies tend to work themselves out over the long run. You know, today's bad inflation is next year's booming economy. So you just never know how it's going to look in a few months. But we've had, over the last 8 or 9 months, we've had the political problems that we have with Russia and Ukraine. I say political, it's a war for crying out loud. But those are the type of things that it doesn't seem to be settling itself at this precise moment in time. That seems to be just settling in for a long-term effort. And that, you know, how can that turn out to be a good thing? But it doesn't take that long ago in our world history. But when you look in the 1950s at what happened in South Korea and North Korea, well, South Korea, since the time of that battle that is still ongoing officially, well, South Korea has become an economic powerhouse of a country. And you could argue that without that constant turmoil that they have between the North and the South Koreas, that the South might not be as aggressively economically optimistic as they are today. But you know, sometimes we all get a bad deal in life. And if we're not careful, well, we can go up to the rooftops and we can talk that bad deal out and we say, my gosh, how could the good Lord let this happen to me, to us, to this country? But we must accept that there is evil in the world. And I mean, the world's a sorry mess right now. Strangely enough, though, when you look at any period of time in the world, and I truly mean any period of time in the world, it's pretty much a sorry mess all the time. Now, if you can find a period of time when there was no conflict, by the way, it might be only the time around when Jesus was living that that's true. But if you can find a time when there were no major conflicts in the world, I can guarantee you that there were other different messes that were going on. There was economic strife. There were problems in the world. So even in the time of Christ, when you walked into Jerusalem, you saw the suffering that the crucified victims of Roman justice had to live with or die with, I guess, and say, how could this be a good thing? Well, you have to admit, evil in the world. But when you work with the Lord, you can overcome that evil. So take a look at the story of Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. Now, I'm sure that as he was traveling with his slavers, he was depressed. And he was going, why me? What did I ever do to deserve this? But over time, many years later, I'm sure that he could see. He could see that it had turned out for the best. Now, he didn't pretend to say that. He didn't pretend to say that he knew that it was going to turn out for the best the whole time. But he could see, as he looked back, that God's will had him in his sights. And it was good. You know, when you look at trouble, trouble is one of life's great teachers. If nothing else, it'll teach you to not do something that way again. For instance, if you're a farmer and you let the weeds take over your crop one year, well, you're probably not going to let it do that again next year. You're going to fight the weeds. There's so many things that you can look at that way. Now, when God created man and woman, he made them thinking individuals, choosing individuals. And he gave them that choice with the tree, right? Don't eat the fruit from this one tree. And he made it a choice. He didn't sit there and put an armed guard on the tree. They had a choice. All they had to do was walk around that tree and leave that fruit alone. Well, they made a bad choice. And they paid the price for that choice. But what you have to understand, what everybody needs to understand, is that within us, there's a choice to do good, and there's a choice to do evil. And it's a choice. And it's important that we choose for the Lord, that we choose to do good. We can grow spiritually in bad times as well as good. Even when Christ was being brought to the crucifixion, what that really did was bring him closer to the resurrection, and the resurrection that he did for the good of mankind. Now, he did have terrible suffering on the cross. And it was a horrible way to die. But God was able to turn that event, this horrible event, into an opportunity for eternal life for all of us. Now, many times, folks have become stronger in their lives and their happiness because of the difficulty that they have. Going through things that they need to have sickness can sometimes help develop a family strength. And you know, it's your duty, not only to be good, but to really shine in the Lord and let joy reach the farthest out that it possibly can. And rejoice in the Lord. Just rejoice in the Lord. Now, we've had a pretty good upheaval in this country over the last 4 or 5 years. And we've had several elections that have moved the country in one direction or the other. But you know, one thing has stayed true. And that one thing is this. This is a time of great consequence for our country. And pray for our leaders. Thank you for listening to this today. May the Lord bless you, keep you in peace. I do want to ask everyone listening to this today to help spread the word about this podcast. Help me continue to keep my Father's work for the Lord alive. Please tell your friends and your church groups about this podcast. Share it on social media. Let people know that these inspirations are available. There's a new book available on Amazon titled Throwing Ink. It was a compilation of inspiration based on Dad's work. It was written by me, G.W. Stark.